Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Part A. Activity 1. Read items 1A and 2A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B or C, for each item.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org.
Listen again and check your answers.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org.
Read items 3A and 4A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I'd do the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Listen again and check your answers.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I'd do the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Activity 2. Read items 5A to 7A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Now, Lynn, did you find it difficult to adjust to the American culture when you came here for grad school?
Oh, definitely. It's a very big challenge for me.
Now, what was the hardest part?
I guess it's the culture part. My English was okay when I, you know, come here.
But yes.
It's more about what people are talking about. You know, a movie that I've never seen, a song that I've never heard, and they're talking and singing alone. I'm just like in the clouds and I don't know what's happening. Mm-hmm. And I'm too ashamed to ask every time.
Really?
Because it's, you know, you don't want to stop people and ask what is this about every single time.
No, but I mean, you know, it's kind of like, well, you're not from here. If I went to China, mm-hmm. I'd be completely lost.
Yeah, but I mean, it's intimidating. I think in the United States.
Listen again and check your answers.
Now, Lynn, did you find it difficult to adjust to the American culture when you came here for grad school?
Oh, definitely. It's a very big challenge for me.
Now, what was the hardest part?
I guess it's the culture part. My English was okay when I, you know, come here.
But yes.
It's more about what people are talking about. You know, a movie that I've never seen, a song that I've never heard, and they're talking and singing alone. I'm just like in the clouds and I don't know what's happening. Mm-hmm. And I'm too ashamed to ask every time.
Really?
Because it's, you know, you don't want to stop people and ask what is this about every single time.
No, but I mean, you know, it's kind of like, well, you're not from here. If I went to China, mm-hmm. I'd be completely lost.
Yeah, but I mean, it's intimidating. I think in the United States.
Read items 8A to 10A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
Completely lost.
Yeah, but I mean, it's intimidating. I think in the United States, people have the assumption that you should be able to speak English and you should understand our culture when you're here. Mm. They're willing to explain it to you, but I feel intimidated to ask every time.
Mm. Well, adjusting to a new culture, a new environment, or even a new language can be overwhelming, but there are some things that you can do.
Anne Carwell is the Director of International Admissions at Boston University. She says one thing to help your English proficiency is to room with a native speaker.
Even though it's tempting to room with someone you know and someone who's like you, really try to push the envelope and maybe not room with that person you've known since, since grade school who speaks your language, because that temptation is so great.
Listen again and check your answers.
I'd be completely lost.
Yeah, but I mean, it's intimidating. I think in the United States, people have the assumption that you should be able to speak English and you should understand our culture when you're here. Mm. They're willing to explain it to you, but I feel intimidated to ask every time.
Mm. Well, adjusting to a new culture, a new environment, or even a new language can be overwhelming, but there are some things that you can do.
Anne Carwell is the Director of International Admissions at Boston University. She says one thing to help your English proficiency is to room with a native speaker.
Even though it's tempting to room with someone you know and someone who's like you, really try to push the envelope and maybe not room with that person you've known since, since grade school who speaks your language, because that temptation is so great.
Activity 3. Read items 11A to 14A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
This is Connor Lennon from UN News. Thursday, the 21st of February, is International Mother Language Day, a day set aside to promote linguistic and cultural diversity and multilingualism. It's estimated that every 2 weeks, a language goes extinct. But why try to protect these languages? And what is the real significance of this day? Paulina Greer from UN News posed these questions to the permanent representative of Bangladesh to the UN, Ambassador Masood bin Momen.
International Mother Language Day has been internationally proclaimed in 1999 through a UNESCO resolution. And Bangladesh was the main force behind it because it was in 1952 where Bengalis students, they sacrificed their lives in order to protect and save their mother tongue, which is Bangla at that time. And ever since, this is a part of our Bengali nationalism to promote and commemorate this day for the protection of not only our own language, but all those struggles elsewhere in the world, where people in small communities are also fighting every day to protect and promote their mother tongue. So that led us to take...
Activity 4. Read items 15A to 17A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
So the excerpt I'm going to read today is about Robert Reed Church, who is one of the eventual millionaires in my book. And I think he has actually one of the most interesting stories, not just of the millionaires, but actually that I've ever heard. So Robert Reed Church was born to slavery in the Mississippi Delta. His father was basically a cotton shipper, and his mother was his father's slave. So he grew up on a plantation until he was a young boy, and his mother died. And then his father came and kind of took him away and put him to work on his ships that were shipping cotton up and down the Mississippi.
Read items 18A to 20A. Listen once and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
When the Civil War broke out, the Confederacy was in desperate need of ships, so they actually commandeered his father's ship with him aboard it. So he, as a black man, as a slave, he faced this terrible fate of having to work for the Confederacy. And so the excerpt I'm going to read talks about kind of how he got out of that. And it takes place during the Battle of Memphis, this famous battle during the Civil War, where the Union Navy basically stormed Memphis and battled the Confederate Navy right outside the city on the Mississippi and basically took it over and put the city under Union rule and liberated the people there. Part B. Activity 1. Read items 1B to 5B. Listen and fill in the gaps.
You are never just a representative of a client. You have broader responsibilities. You share a duty to maintain the integrity of our courts and to foster public confidence in our judicial system. We don't create revolutionary technologies. We don't build skyscrapers. But we make those things possible. The rule of law is indispensable to a thriving and vibrant society. It shields citizens from government overreaching and arbitrary action. It allows businesses to enter into contracts and invest with confidence. It gives innovators protection for their discoveries. It keeps people safe from dangerous criminals. And it allows us to resolve our differences peacefully through reason and logic.
Because you will become the new editorial gatekeepers, an ambitious army of truth seekers who will arm yourselves with the intelligence, with the insight, and the facts necessary to strike down deceit. You're in a position to keep all of those who now disparage real news. You all are the ones who are going to keep those people in check. Why? Because you can push back and you can answer false narratives with real information and you can set the record straight. And you also have the ability and the power to give voice, as Dean Bey was saying, to people who desperately now need to tell their stories and have their stories told.
You've received one of the finest educations in the world, and you've chosen one of the most noble of professions. As a Jesuit university, Georgetown's tradition to social teaching inspires you to respect and cherish life, to love and serve your neighbor. You're about to begin one of the most noble and honorable forms of public service. You have a purpose: to improve the health and well-being of all people. And you have hope that that you can make the world a better place. So be happy, graduates. Go out and fulfill your pledge to care for others and for yourself. Congratulations.
Four B.
Georgetown has armed you with a strong foundation and the personal network required to succeed. But whether or not you will be an ethically responsible and effective leader will ultimately depend on the choices that you make over the course of your working life. Do you have the integrity and the awareness that every decision you make will impact your reputation? Do you have the vision to understand the long-term needs of your company and the courage to overcome your mistakes in pursuit of that vision?
Five B.
3 years ago, Gavin White graduated from this academy. Gavin was in a foreign land helping people he'd never met, putting himself in harm's way for the sake of his community and his family, of the folks back home. Gavin lost one of his legs in an attack. I met him last year at Walter Reed. He was wounded, but just as determined as the day that he arrived here at West Point. And he developed a simple goal. Today, his sister Morgan will graduate. And true to his promise, Gavin will be there to stand and exchange salutes with her.
Listen again and check your answers. One B.
You are never just a representative of a client. You have broader responsibilities. You share a duty to maintain the integrity of our courts and to foster public confidence in our judicial system. We don't create revolutionary technologies. We don't build skyscrapers. But we make those things possible. The rule of law is indispensable to a thriving and vibrant society. It shields citizens from government overreaching and arbitrary action. It allows businesses to enter into contracts and invest with confidence. It gives innovators protection for their discoveries. It keeps people safe from dangerous criminals. And it allows us to resolve our differences peacefully through reason and logic.
To be.
Because you will become the new editorial gatekeepers, an ambitious army of truth seekers who will arm yourselves with the intelligence, with the insight, and the facts necessary to strike down deceit. You're in a position to keep all of those who now disparage real news. You all are the ones who are going to keep those people in check. Why? Because you can push back and you can answer false narratives with real information and you can set the record straight. And you also have the ability and the power to give voice, as Dean Bey was saying, to people who desperately now need to tell their stories and have their stories told.
Three B.
You've received one of the finest educations in the world, and you've chosen one of the most noble of professions. As a Jesuit university, Georgetown's tradition to social teaching inspires you to respect and cherish life, to love and serve your neighbor, You're about to begin one of the most noble and honorable forms of public service. You have a purpose to improve the health and well-being of all people. And you have hope that you can make the world a better place. So be happy, graduates. Go out and fulfill your pledge to care for others and for yourself. Congratulations.
Four B.
Georgetown has armed you with a strong foundation and the personal network required to succeed. But whether or not you will be an ethically responsible and effective leader will ultimately depend on the choices that you make over the course of your working life. Do you have the integrity and the awareness that every decision you make will impact your reputation? Do you have the vision to understand the long-term needs of your company and the courage to overcome your mistakes in pursuit of that vision?
Five B.
3 years ago, Gavin White graduated from this academy. Gavin was in a foreign land helping people he'd never met, putting himself in harm's way for the sake of his community and his family, of the folks back home. Gavin lost one of his legs in an attack. I met him last year at Walter Reed. He was wounded, but just as determined as the day that he arrived here at West Point. And he developed a simple goal. Today, his sister Morgan will graduate. And true to his promise, Gavin will be there to stand and exchange salutes with her.
Activity 2. Read items 6B to 10B. Listen once and fill in the gaps. Six B.
The brilliance of Frank Lloyd Wright's work has inspired hundreds of scholars, but inevitably enthusiasts will wonder about the mind that created these works, whether on canvas or on a building lot. What measure of the man is taken from the mere presence of his constructed work? The first quality one notes is its environment. The buildings often express a sense of belonging there, not just of fitting in, but of enhancing the surroundings, making natural features all the more apparent because they are now integrated with a place of human habitation.
Seven B.
Since leaving Arabia, I have travelled among the Karakoram and the Hindu Kush, the mountains of Kurdistan and the marshlands of Iraq, drawn always to remote places where cars cannot penetrate and where something of the old ways survive. I have seen some of the most magnificent scenery in the world, and I have lived among tribes who are interesting and little known. None of these places has moved me as did the deserts of Arabia. No man can live this life and emerge unchanged. He will carry, however faint, the imprint of the desert, the brand which marks the nomad. and he will have within him the yearning to return, weak or insistent according to his nature.
VIII.
Many people have remarked that Mary Shelley was in some ways born to greatness. The daughter of the famous publisher William Godwin and the poet Mary Wollstonecraft, her parentage gave her little choice but to follow in the same path. Her legacy in one novel alone, and that her first, quickly secured her literary standing as on a par with, or even exceeding, that of the other members of her family. But that same earlier characterization of Mary Shelley as a one-book phenomenon of Frankenstein, published in 1818, first constricted consideration of her literary achievements, so that leading scholars generally neglected so many of her other works.
IX.
It was January 2001, and I had joined the small foreign press group who flew to the Congo after news emerged of President Kabila's assassination. On the plane, instead of the excited chatter and world-weary cockiness that I had experienced amongst colleagues on other journeys to major news stories, that flight was deafeningly quiet, as we were painfully aware of the reputation that the country had for being a very scary place. Once there, we all struggled for information about the new leader. It was almost impossible. Within hours of his accession, I joined all the other foreign correspondents scurrying home on the first flight after the funeral, shaking our heads at the chaos in the country.
IX.
Getting acquainted with the human body is the first task in the profession. Learning how this awe-inspiring and remarkably intricate piece of machinery is assembled, how it works, its control and communication systems, and its central programming, occupied the full attention of the 120 young men, my classmates, as we dissected our first cadavers. For me and many of my colleagues, taking in our unskilled hands the ancient tools of sharp scalpel and grasping forceps, we gently exposed the inner workings to our view, with as much excitement as did those first anatomists 400 years before.
Λήξη της εξέτασης.